Phoneboy Speaks, episode 106, Carrying Anachronisms Forward.
So I saw one of last year's Google April Fool's jokes is something called Gmail Tap, which was essentially replacing the keyboard of the Gmail app with one that does Morse code, which is basically two characters, you know, a dot and a dash, and from that you can make all of the alphabet, which, you know, as a ham radio operator at one time, I'm at least passingly familiar with Morse code. But the challenge you have is, of course, you'd have to retrain yourself, but think about how much more efficient that would be, right? Is because I can tell you that, like, tapping on a keyboard, I can't tell you how many mistakes I make on the Apple keyboard on my iPhone. And of course, I'm going to hear you say, why don't you just get a bigger phone? And the reality is that, yeah, I could do that. But that's, you know, Apple doesn't have a bigger one, and I don't really want an Android device at the moment. So, you know, with Apple, I can't exactly replace the keyboard, but certainly within the context of an app like Gmail, you know, Google could do something like that. But it does sort of raise the specter of, you know, is the mobile keyboard that we use, which is a, you know, itself an anachronism that goes back to typewriters, which of course the keyboard that we have laid out is as a result of the physical keys getting stuck and whatnot. So it's not, we're just carrying anachronisms forward here as we start talking about keyboards on devices that don't have actual keys. So I'm wondering if there's a better way, right? And can we reinvent the input? And we talk about doing speech, maybe. That's one way to do it, although I can tell you how inexact that is based on my experience. And maybe we need some sort of alternate interface to communicate with touch. What we're trying to say, or what, you know, the words that we're trying to say, I don't know, Morse code is one idea, but if we could make something that was a bit more efficient without having to teach people Morse code, I guess, maybe make it an option. That would be kind of cool. Have a Gmail tap, have that as an option rather than the default interface. It might give me an excuse to learn Morse code again, but something's got to be better than the current state of text entry on touchscreen devices. As much as I like having all of that screen real estate, I kind of miss the physical keyboard of a Nokia E71. I don't know that I'm necessarily better typing on it. It just feels better. It has a better sort of tactile experience. So maybe there is, I don't know, maybe it's done. I think there maybe is something to the Gmail tap thing, but we're just, you know, we've been carrying these anachronisms forward. Somebody's got to come up with something that doesn't necessarily rely on the past. And, you know, I guess swipe's another option, but fundamentally it's the same. And you're essentially extending the same keyboard. I want something different. I want something that is more touch friendly, more, maybe all the handwriting stuff that Apple was doing with the Newton, maybe we have enough computing power to finally actually accomplish that. Although I'd still challenge it to read my handwriting, but anyway, there's got to be some new way to do mobile input that nobody's thought of that isn't one of the, you know, isn't a keyboard like we have, you know, like we normally use. It isn't just isn't one of the normal things that we already know work or don't work. You know, voice, as I say, is not the best input method. And, I don't know. Maybe somebody's got some other idea out there. I'd love to hear about it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.